Wilson School, where the people are going to take control of our world. No more behind the scene cooks waiting our lives. No, we have to take control, and that is what this show is about. Connect the dots here, and this is your host, Tom Edison. And I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate looking to serve the people and get the people the justice that they deserve, because that is what the President of the United States is supposed to be doing. Nothing else but serving the people and taking care of the needs of all the people, not just the rich people. And I am the most qualified person ever running for the United States presidency to be able to take care of the needs of the regular people. And that's why I'm running. I'm a common person with common life amongst the common folks. And I know exactly what all the problems are from interacting with society my whole life. And that's what makes me the most qualified person. And over the years, I became really good at solving problems cost effectively, because that's what you have to do when you don't have a lot of money. You have to use ingenuity and cost effectiveness to make your life easy and get the most out of life. I wasn't born with the silver spoon in my mouth like most of the politicians are. And if the ones that weren't, they sold out for money to get involved in politics. And that's what's sad about our world. But let's not talk too much about this. This is Connect the Dots. And that's what I do good, is connecting the dots. And believe me, so many important things have happened this week. Let's start with the most ridiculous, stupid idea. And where did I hear this? On regular fake news TV. This was on one of the morning shows. And even the people that were the hosts, if you know those morning shows, where they sit around a table, three or four people, and they have a guest on. And this guest was representing hospitals and talking about the working shift for doctors in a hospital. And this is the stupidest idea of the year award. I don't think nobody's going to top this one. But this woman representing the hospital world was trying to promote, in fact, not trying to promote, she was saying the decision has been made already to start a 24-hour shift for doctors. That's right. They want the doctors to work 24-hour shifts at the hospital. And the official reason for creating a 24-hour shift is to cut down on hospital mistakes. Now, this doesn't even make any sense. Anybody who has to work a 24-hour shift is going to be falling asleep, you know, and they're going to be making more mistakes. And she told us, well, they already have a 16-hour shift. Well, there's part of the problem why they're making so many mistakes in the hospitals already. If you ever looked into the facts, tremendous amount of mistakes are made in hospitals all the time. Countless people die every year because of these mistakes. And if a 16-hour shift was related to all these mistakes being made, how could a 24-hour shift possibly be any better? In fact, they ought to lower the 16-hour shift and maybe just put it down to regular 8-hour shifts. You know, then maybe people would be making less mistakes in the hospital. I mean, this is so insane. Even the hosts on the TV show, they were all against this too. They said the same thing. This is ridiculous. People are going to be too tired to work properly, and people's lives are going to be endangered. And this woman had this video of some young girl out of med school, she said, who happened to say for the camera, Oh, I like the idea of working a 24-hour shift. I'm telling you, what does that prove? People can be talked into going along with moronic plans. Well, you better stay out of the hospital, especially for a lengthy amount of time, if this is where the new road is going. And apparently, the decision has been made already. So you're going to be going to a hospital. God forbid you have to stay there a couple of days, and you're going to be serviced by doctors working 24-hour shifts. It's totally insane. But there's more insanity out there. Or more. Before I get to the more insanity, a lot of you out there, well, hopefully a lot of you, are paying attention. I talk about it every week, chemtrails. Now, I think it was about 3 or 4 days ago, there was this amazing chemtrail posted on the chemtrail sites. I think it's OP Chemtrails. It might have been one of the other sites, but whatever. They had this plane. At first, it looked like a flying saucer leaving chemtrails, and then as you watch the video, giant plumes of smoke coming out and just hanging there in the sky, like the biggest plume we ever saw, and then you can see the end of the plane as it dips down below the camera level. This was being filmed from somebody had a vehicle above where the plane was. So this was such amazing footage. I had to watch it several times. Like, you know, it was like awesome. If this doesn't, a video didn't get you thinking about poison being sprayed in the air, I don't know what would. But if that isn't bad enough, just seeing that, a day later, I believe, or 2 days later, something like that. Anyhow, I happened to be watching CNN because I was in a diner. I was eating breakfast, and they happened to have CNN on their video screen there. And I took a note of the time. I believe it was Friday morning at 8:15, and CNN had this showed this giant chemtrail that I'm talking about now that had been posted on a chemtrail site, and they were going, oh, look at this. Isn't this awesome? And they called it a contrail. And without any further discussion, they went on to something else. And nobody had anything to say or question whether or not that was a chemtrail, of course. We know CNN, they are prohibited from using that word. But they had the audacity to take an awesome spreading of poison in the atmosphere and call it a contrail to try to confuse the general public. This is the crap that we have to deal with in America now, you know, where it's not only the political parties are against the common people, and the rich people are against the common people, and secret military groups are against the people. We have the news media against the people, trying to brainwash us, lie right to our faces. And I don't know if anybody else caught it, but you ought to look into it. See if you can look up what was on Friday morning on CNN at about 8:15. I couldn't believe it. Well, so much of that. What do you expect from CNN? I believe they're the creepy news broadcasting company that first Gulf War. In fact, I believe that's how they got their popularity. They ran an obviously fake story, when you think back on it, that they had a reporter in Saddam Hussein's secret bunker listening to what was going on. Yeah, an American reporter, talking American, no accent, foreign accent whatsoever, and he's whispering, oh, Saddam Hussein just walked in the room. I mean, you know, how ridiculous is that? I mean, whatever we think about the Iraqis or Saddam Hussein, he surely wouldn't be stupid enough to allow a reporter to be broadcasting from his secret bunker and watching him walk in and whispering about what's going on when they were having the Gulf War. You know? And this is how CNN got famous notoriety. That story had to be an outright lie, but who was thinking about that, things like that back then? So much for CNN. That should be listed in the book of the book of evil on the first page, CNN. Or, well, anyhow, so much for that. What do you expect from a news organization like that? They take a story, they milk it to death. But the idea of just outrightly lying, I took offense to that. That was unbelievable. And I haven't heard anybody else talking about that, but I'm using my show tonight to talk about it because this is going far enough, this insanity, and just outright lying to the general public. But the insanity doesn't stop there. But let me mention, because the name of the show, I've told you before, but I got to tell you again, because I've got a book out there that brings forth some of the most important information ever brought to the human race. I've correlated, I've connected it. The name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory. That's how I got the name for the show. It's out there now. It's easy to get. You can get it from Amazon. I think it's $9.99. You know, if you want the full-size book, 8.5 by 11 print, I think they're selling it for $22 and change. Of course, you can go to Barnes & Noble and pay the full price, however you want to get it. But get it, because this book has enough information in it that it paints a big enough picture that actually every major problem in the world can be solved using the contents of this book. That's how great a book this is. You know, it took a long time to put together, but I did this intentionally because I wanted the information out there, the important information, to be made available to the general public, not to mention all the cool pictures in there, you know, spacecraft that look like nothing you have ever seen, even in a science fiction movie. And I caught them on 35mm film, just with a regular camera, by simply going out there at night where there was no light and you could pick up things hovering in the sky. And all the pictures I took of spacecraft that are in the book, they were hovering. They weren't flying. They weren't flying saucers. These were UHOs, unidentified hovering objects. And they surely looked like spacecraft. By the book and judge for yourself. But anyhow, speaking about my book, I've made some predictions or statements in there, and just like these crazy stories I'm telling you, the things I said in the book, these crazy events are proving that what I said in the book is true. And I'll take a few paragraphs right out of the book here. Chapter 1, page 2. I clearly state this theory will fully explain why the majority of government decision makers in every country in the world will continue to make one unfair and or ridiculous decision after another, and why the leaders of the so-called New World Order, remember President Bush, will continue to destroy the moral cohesion of society, reject logic, remain obstinate, you know a few people who are like that, and arrogantly display a lack of common sense. There, I was saying it when I wrote the book, and that statement was many years before I had written it. This book was written over a period of 15 years. Because I wanted to put all the pertinent information in there and word it correctly and make the most important statements. And that is an important statement, that simple paragraph, chapter 1, page 2. Well, talk about rejecting logic, remaining obstinate, arrogantly displaying a lack of common sense. You know, if you're on the East Coast here, you know, other parts of the country, you probably don't care, but if you're on the East Coast, New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority is a big, important agency. They run the subway system. They run the Penn Station, New York Central Grand Station, what used to be New York Central Railroad, Grand Central Station. And they run the trains coming in from Long Island, and the trains... you know, it affects the Amtrak trains that come through New York and it affects New Jersey Transit going into Penn Station. So the MTA made this announcement a couple of days ago that they're looking for geniuses to contact the agency to help them figure out their how they should move forward with their programs. Meanwhile, the people in charge of this agency called the MTA, which is government subsidized, final control by the state of New York. And I rode the subway system my whole life, and these people have done nothing but one stupid thing after another. And they're just like, they don't care about the riders. They cause all delays, and I build kinds of delays. And I believe right now they're doing them on purpose because they want to push forth their new agenda, which is using all high-tech electronics to monitor the trains to achieve what they call better service. So anyhow, I thought they were offering $1 million, so I thought, well, let me just look and see what it's all about. So I went on the internet and all the related information, and I found out what they've been doing in the last 10, 20 years. Wasting taxpayers' money on ridiculous projects. They must have spent, I don't know how many hundreds of millions or maybe billions they spent in the last 10 years to fully automate a transit, one of the 25 transit lines in the New York City subway system, for the purpose of decreasing the travel time on the rail. And the basic route is about 35 minutes from one end to the other. And then I came across, I'm looking at the Federal Transportation Authority's list of information about it, which is page after page, and I spent like over an hour looking at it, and boy, I came across some very, very interesting bits of information. So their targeted goal for spending hundreds of millions of dollars on stuff they didn't need, really, just because when they get new people making with contracts, the hierarchy of the MTA, the management people who manage to make all the wrong decisions all the time, apparently, which is my definition of a manager, with few exceptions, they get kickbacks, you know, new companies contracting with them, a lot of the money, and they're using taxpayers' money, and they're really wasting on it. So here is the deal. A route that takes 35 minutes to travel from one end of the train subway route to the other end, their target goal was a 3% increase in travel time, or decrease in travel time. In other words, the train would get there 3% early. Now, if you do the mathematics, what does that come down to? They spent hundreds of millions, if not over $1 billion, on a super complicated, high-tech, automatic control system that only saves 1 minute of time. Now, if that isn't stupidity and a waste of money, I don't know what is. And they're planning to do it to the whole system now. And so they're going to waste the taxpayers' money for the next 45 years to get this thing completed, because it takes a long time and it takes a lot of trial and error. And the government report listed they had plenty of problems with this from the get-go. And lately, they're just allowing one thing, mistake of another, to happen in the system, and I believe it's being purposely done because they want to get the people, the mindset of the people, that they're so fed up with the system, and they keep harping, "Well, we got to change the single system and this and that." And even after they put this high-tech system in, they still were stuck running the old system too as a backup, just in case. And, of course, where they're going is they want all automated systems so there are no more train drivers. Even if in stakes, they modeled this after something called the Meteor system in Paris, where fully automated. They don't have engineers and stuff like that. And, of course, that's where the real plan is going. We'll just get rid of all the engineers, and we can save money like that. Not you're going to save. That's extra money to go into their pockets, because we know the kind of crooks that manage these systems. And they're idiots, too. The decisions I've seen being made are just plain stupid. And they had the big derailment a couple of days ago. Yeah, one day after they did track repair. So a couple disgruntled employees stupidly left something close to the rail, and somehow it caused the train to derail. Well, that's just manual error. It's got nothing to do with a failing system. You know, people will always make mistakes. And this is ridiculous. But wait, I'm not done with this yet. So they're asking for geniuses. Well, after I spent over an hour reading what I could, I realized that they went through all this trouble to spend all this money to get a one-minute faster arrival time, 35 minutes down the path. What a waste of money. You know, what a total waste of money. And now they've got all this sophisticated, what can we call it? High-tech equipment, you know, using digital technology that sets it up for when they have the EMP attack, which I talked about. It's coming. It's just a matter of time. The whole system will just be wiped out and worthless. And, of course, that's the big plan. They want to get the whole system using computers to run the trains. I don't know why. And, of course, eventually they'll say, well, why do we need the motorman? He just sits in the cab and doesn't do anything now, because we have the computers making all the decisions. They start the train, they stop the train, they space the trains, and eventually that's what the idea is, to get rid of, the motormen. We don't need them, because we have... But at the same time, when you have too much of any system using... computer technologies, the electronics can be fried very easily. This actually makes the system more easily for sabotage. But, you know, that's what they want, you know. So these people are just making one wrong decision after another. And if that isn't bad enough, I don't like to say bad things about people personally, but I have to in this case. The governor of New York just rehired the MTA chairman, who left the MTA to try to make more money in China, but they threw him out of China because they didn't think he was good at anything. He probably wasn't. And so the governor of New York hired this know-nothing person. I don't want to even mention his name. So he's the new chairman to start on this new project to get people, offer people $1 million bounty to make it the system even more complicated. And this guy is the dummy, if you can remember Sandy Hurricane. Well, when the Sandy Hurricane hit, the transit system got flooded, some of the lines, and the water backed up and flooded out the famous Penn Station. And I can't call him nothing but stupid person, chairman, Joe, I think is his first name. I don't want to give his last name, but you can find out. Current MTA chairman, reappointed to the position. This idiot, and that's all I can call him as an idiot, didn't know there were floodgates on the tunnel that goes to Jersey in Penn Station. He didn't even know that where the floodgates were there. And I found this out myself and never made the news, because they don't want to tell you what jerks are running your transit system. He had the authority to give the order to use the floodgates, but he didn't even know it. Nor did anybody else in the management of the Metropolitan Transit Authority knew there were floodgates in Penn Station, so the water would not run down into the tunnel between New York and New Jersey, which it did. Because they didn't even know they had the floodgates. And so the floodgates weren't used. The reason they had been put in front of the tunnel so that there wouldn't be a leak one way or the other. And I found that out by simply being at Penn Station when maybe a couple of weeks after the event, or a month or so after the event, and it was this engineer getting out of the cab, and they're just regular people, and I just walked over to them. I say, "Hey, how come they didn't pull down the use the floodgates when the water leaked into Penn Station?" And the engineer told me they forgot they even had floodgates. They didn't realize they had them. Now, is that stupid? Management, not only the MTA person in charge, stupid Joe himself, didn't know that, but none of the other managers knew that. Train men knew that, but they don't have any say in these things. So no decision was made to close the floodgates and save a lot of extra contamination. You know, all the tunnels through New Jersey, all that water had to be pumped out. All because a bunch of stupid managers don't even know what they're in charge of. And that's how stupid things are being run by the MTA. And what happens? So they want to go into this new phase, asking the public or anybody and offer $1 million bonuses for geniuses to come up with the better systems to replace the signal system, which actually works fine. You know? And it's not prone to an EMP attack. And this is what they're offering money for. I could not believe it. And they're offering money for other things to increase safety. So to increase safety, they also want to slow down the trains. You know, on one hand, they say, oh, they want to make the train route faster. And they're willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on just one of the 25 lines, if not $1 billion they spent. And all the time and trial and error and mistakes involved in that to shave a minute off the route. And at the same time, they have a counterproductive program that wants to slow the trains down. So this is the insanity that's going on. And like I said, the governor of New York rehired the jerk that didn't even know that there were floodgates during the Sandy episode. And I don't believe the governor even knows they had floodgates in Penn Station. Well, I'm putting it out there. And, of course, the media never picked up on this because they're in a cloud, too. They go to the MTA, well, what are you doing, you know? And the MTA, you know, they told them whatever they were doing. And, of course, they weren't going to admit they didn't know the floodgates were there because they didn't know. And nobody else knew either. I'm a well-informed person. That's how I knew because, you know, I just find out a lot of things because I talk to a lot of people. And I'm aware of the transit system. I actually put out a couple of tweets like, hey, pay me the money, and I'll fix the system with ingenuity and get rid of these ridiculous programs. Another thing I cannot stand, I know it means nothing to you or other parts of the country, but I ride transit system all the time, you know, in the boroughs. And this shutting down of the systems and forcing people to go on buses because they say it's necessary, it's just a bunch of malarkey, you know? These people have no brain power, and these are the people running a transit system here. And just like I've talked about this maybe once before, that, you know, the Amtrak train jumps the track in Penn Station, and they want to take weeks to fix a section of track that could be done in one day, please. Don't tell me it can't be done in one day. You know, this is just milking the contracts for their friends who do the repairs. You know, milking taxpayers' money to make the job take 2, 3, 10 times longer. And they just lie to you and they make up all these excuses. And meanwhile, the public gets disserviced. I don't know any public system that gets more disserviced than the New York City transit system. You know, when I was growing up as a kid, they never shut down whole lines to do repairs. This is, you know, this is some newfangled nonsense that it's just full of crap. And then when I looked at the details about how complicated all this new stuff and some of the equipment they bought, found out it was impractical. It's too much cleaning your parts and stuff involved, so they had to scrap it and go to something else. It's just insanity, and this is what's going on here. Well, so much for that. I know anybody listening to the rest of the country, you probably don't care, but it's just mismanagement at its worst, the MTA in New York. And now they're looking for people to make the system even more complicated and more costly. I've got another statement I want to read out of my book to encourage people to buy the book. This is in chapter 4, page 14. I make the statement, it is a fact that the human ruling authorities of the world, and that includes the MTA, have been making one illogical and or ridiculous decision after another. And that includes the hospital of people now, doctors, 24-hour shifts, insanity. They've been making one ridiculous decision after another in total defiance of what a majority of the common people have requested them to do. This continuous display of a lack of common sense, as well as their arrogant unresponsiveness towards the citizens that they are supposed to be serving, that sounds like the U.S. Congress, is sufficient evidence to conclude that literally everything is being over-controlled from behind the scenes for the purpose of serving secret agendas. And all these things do fit under that category that I'm talking about. They are ruining, the people in charge are making all the stupid decisions they could ever possibly make. It's costing the taxpayers money, it's ruining our lives, it's making life unpleasant more than it would be if these people didn't get involved and make these stupid decisions. But this is something for us to think about, just like the stupid idiots that want to pretend chemtrails are not happening. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, and they think it's funny. Show a picture of a big dirty chemtrail and then call it a contrail and then just move on to something else. For people that don't watch anything besides CNN. Well, that's the sad deal. Anyhow, well, I still say I've got the best plan going. Everyone that's concerned needs to tweet the president because he's the only one that can solve the chemtrail problem quickly. People in the Congress, they're nothing but a bunch of cowards or idiots. Take your pick. If you're a congressman, nothing personal here, just in general, either you're a coward to stand up for what's right, or you're just plain stupid and uninformed. Is that clear enough? No apologies here, but that's our U.S. Congress. Of course, I understand why. You know, you're in Washington. It's a mind-controlled city. You wouldn't understand that, though, because you don't believe it could happen, and that's because you're ignorant. The information is out there. It's happening. It's real. Proof that you guys can't do anything positive and come to anything good and just waste your time. You're proving that the mind control is working. I mean, look, I mean, I can't, whenever I get on this topic, I can't stop, you know. I just have to keep talking about how stupid the government is. I mean, well, what is you know, what if they accomplish this year? Outside of writing executive orders, which Trump, President Trump doesn't need the Congress for, they've accomplished nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're collecting salaries, and they just accomplished close to nothing. This health care, and again, they're still on the health care fiasco, and no one is willing to talk the truth about what real health care is. They just want to put some Band-Aids so the farmer on the thing, change it around, shuffle the numbers, steal money from this group to give to that group, and allow the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies to get filthy rich beyond where they are already. In fact, when you think about it, that's a stupid idea anyhow. Why should anybody be making a profit off real health care? Why? There's nothing decent about that. That's a real sham in itself. There's other countries in the world, not as fortunate, as rich as us, and they provide their people with free health care. Well, how do they do it with less money? I mean, again, just the idea of making profit off people's sickness, it's disgusting. And we the people need to start demanding for what we really want. We want some real justice, and we want to get rid of these sham programs that just milk money out of us. By the way, in case you didn't know, this is Call-In Radio Show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And the name of the show is Connect the Dots, so if anybody calls up, connect the dots in your own way, enlighten us with your how you have connected the dots. Again, call in. Even if you don't know how to connect the dots, if you're concerned about planes spraying poison over us, destroying the earth, destroying everything living, call in. 888-627-6008. Well, I've told you, I'm sure there's a few women listening to this program, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. The truth behind why women have been put in the second class citizenship deal has to do with a specific group of note creatures. If this is your first time listening, I'll explain it. Note, N-O-T-E. It's got nothing to do with music. It's an acronym for it. Not of this earth creatures. Yes, the creatures of the 12th planet, by the book, read it. 12th planet, you know, came here over 400,000 years ago. Then they enslaved the human race, genetically altered us, and enslaved us 300,000 years ago. And from that point on, a large portion of the human race was exposed to their way of living. They are a planet where it's a male-dominated society. That's the only way they know. They're also a planet of violence. Might is right. They love violence. And that's become our model in the world. After 300,000 years of being enslaved by a race of male-dominant creatures that lack feelings, love violence, that's why we have so many cultures today that are still male-dominated. It's important for women to know this and start using that valuable information I'm giving you here to start taking back their equality. And it's an important issue. You know, there's no reason why we should have a male-dominated society. Just because, you know, male beings may be a little physical, stronger than most women, that shouldn't mean it should be a male-dominated society. It can be proven. Research what's in the 12th planet, I mentioned, I talk about it in my book. It's a simple introduction to it. All the bad habits of the human race, including male dominance, comes from the 12th planet. And they're how they expose us to their despicable behavior, and that's why we have a lot of despicable, uncaring, inconsiderate human beings in the world today. And that's why we have despicable societies, you know, that put women below men, make them second-class citizens. You know, again, that's why I say my book, I talk about this, I explain where the problem started 300,000 years ago, at least, and how it continued and was perpetuated. If you're a woman, you need to know this information. It will empower you. And This is a very important issue for our world to straighten out, because human beings were never meant to be male-dominated. You know, there was supposed to be a sharing of things. I mean, there are. I've heard about some Native American cultures, and it's probably others too, different places where there's an equality and balance between men and women, and that's the way it should be. And I'm a man saying that. How about that? But again, I'm a little dismayed. I've tried to contact these women organizations, and like most people today, they're just unresponsive. You know, that's an epidemic. It's an epidemic of unresponsiveness, you know? I find that when you're openly, honestly trying to help people, they still don't know how to respond, you know? All they're interested in is if you're going to throw money into their pockets, then they want to respond. I mean, this is our sick world. And another interesting thing in relation to women being put in second-class citizenship is the orthodox stories in several religions about the Adam and Eve story. Now, I just happened to come across the real story that's accessed from the historical records of what happened here on Earth. You know, our Earth has been monitored since the beginning. You know, we just didn't know about it, and most of us still don't. But there is a higher authority. There are many higher authorities out there, and they keep records of the localities that they're connected to. And there are historical records, untampered with historical records, that are not on this world. Everything on this world has been contaminated or been turned into inaccuracies, either intentionally or non-intentionally. If you played the game Post Office in school, you know that within a couple of minutes, telling the story from like 20 to 25 different people, the story has changed already in a couple of minutes. So there's a lot of changes in stories, and the Adam and Eve story goes far back to where there wasn't, most people didn't even have alphabets or had writing ability. So the story, the real date of Adam and Eve in the garden, goes back about, I don't know, I have to look it up, 34,000 years, 38,000 years, long time. All right. And that's a long time for people to be retelling stories and stuff. And over time, the people who end up writing things down as an historical record, they change it to their liking. This is how human beings are. So, you know, the most classic story in the Bible, and even the Sumerian records, I think, have some of this too. And they all got the story about, we know the classic one, the forbidden fruit. This is just a fanciful story made up by the writers of the book of Genesis, who it's estimated wrote this maybe 1,000 year B.C., something like that, because Moses didn't write anything, so all the Bible scripture books it wasn't being written down for a long time after, if you look into this. And they had an intent. They wanted to connect the genealogy to the Jewish people. This is how societies are. You know, we're better than you, and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, 38,000 years had passed already. Of course, nobody could remember the exact story. Maybe they didn't even know the exact story. But the historical records are out there in the universe, and that particular story, among many others, was shared with the human race back in the last century. And if you are interested in the real story, it's about, I don't know, 9-10 pages long only. for a $20 donation to my campaign, I'll send you the information unedited, just like it was given to the human race a little less than 100 years ago. And this probably gets overlooked simply because all this information, because it was put together in a book with so much other information. When a book is too big and too overwhelming, people don't bother to read it. And then people, Orthodox religious people, you know, they don't want to believe that their scriptures are wrong. In fact, the basic information about the historical records of Earth, all our historical information is inaccurate. So we were gifted with an opportunity to get the real, unedited, real records of what has happened here on Earth. Going back from the beginning of the solar system, we don't have to postulate anymore. This information was given to us. And it was hoarded and was given, obviously, to the wrong people because they didn't know about how putting it out there. So when they finally put it out, there was just too much information and people don't buy the book. He got too many pages and people are not going to bother to read it. It's just too overwhelming. So my idea is to just take these important sections out of this overwhelming book and share it with the human race. You know, this is public information, so it's not like I'm doing copyright infringement or nothing, but I'm a good salesperson, and I know how to make it short and sweet, basically, is the way people, you know, a person's willing to read 9 or 10 pages to find out the real story about Adam and Eve. I've told it on another show. I told it. I'll tell it to you again just to make it simple. The real story of Adam and Eve is simple. Evil was already here on our world. What's called the Luciferian Rebellion had come here 200,000 years ago. And they got a large majority of the human race and the people representing the real celestial government out there and representing the real God, they got them to side with the Luciferian Rebellion, which has been not good for planet Earth and the human race because we're cut off from a lot of good connections we would have had if this didn't happen, but it did happen. And so they've been hanging out here because all those beings of the Luciferian Rebellion, they had eternal existence already, and so they won over some friends here on Earth, and they had their way with things. So when Adam and Eve were sent to Earth, their idea was, let's subvert these goody-two-shoe Adam and Eve creatures and get them to screw up because we don't want them to succeed in progressing the human race. And that's what the journey of Adam and Eve was all about, to uplift the human race. That's the real historical record. Forget about what's written in the Bible. Forget about what's written in Sumerian records about the story. And forget about what's written in the Quran about this or any other religious book, because they've all got it wrong, you know? And all of those other societies, they were all worshippers of the false gods at one time. All of those religions are. And some of them have incorporated the ways of the false gods into these religious books. You know, I could prove this over and over again. Because once you read the true historical records of Earth, and then you compare it to what's there, and you compare how one group copied off another group, and one bad story was copied by another group in writing the religious text. In fact, the whole story about the clay, man being made out of the clay, that's actually the story about the genetic alteration of mankind by the false gods. The 12 planet dudes, the male-dominated humanoids. That's what the story of making the human out of the clay was. That was remaking him with the use of clay. The original human was made in a different way. Right now there's 9 different human races, and they're going for more with the new genetic, you know, aliens are here creating genetic half-breed species, secret world control groups are making other, trying to make other half-breed. So we don't know how many are exactly now, and there's more in the planning. Because we are a dominated, controlled race by all of the nuke creatures, not of this Earth creatures. And it's a sad reality. There are small pockets of humans that are not controlled, but there are small pockets. The major players are all controlled at this point or another via, you know, sophisticated mind control programs. I talk about it in my book to let you know what the real big picture is. You're not going to get it on the news, and you're not going to get it from religion either, because they want to, they like their narrow-minded control of you books that really don't explain the real big picture. And I can prove everything I'm saying. I'll argue the points with anybody, and I'll show you where the information is. When I speak, I know what I'm talking about, and it's a sad story, but this is where we're at. So let me just go back to the Adam and Eve thing, and this is how women really reinforce the idea of women being inferior. They all point to the fact that Eve took a bite of the forbidden fruit. Well, first of all, there was no forbidden fruit. That's a make-up story. And what really happened was, like I said, the Luciferian rebellion had took foothold on the earth 200,000 years before, and they know Adam and Eve were representing the real God. So they wanted to subvert the operation. And so they sent a good-looking male to con Eve, a woman, into having sex and creating a half-breed baby with a regular human being. Adam and Eve were superior beings. There's a lot written about them. So she got deceived. She got conned by a sweet-talking, good-looking young man. Now, that's a real story to believe. Makes perfect sense. And that was a big mistake for her, because her and Adam had taken vows before being transported to Earth. And she broke the vow. And then Adam, when he found out about it, he loved Eve so much, he didn't want her to suffer alone, because they knew there was going to be punishment for breaking your vows on a planetary mission like that. So he decided to go out and have sex with a regular primitive human. And now they were both guilty. And then eventually they got thrown out of the garden. The true authoritative angels representing the real God came down and threw them out of the garden and took away their immortality. And they had to live out their lives and die as regular humans. And part of the other information is, too, there was a second garden. When they got thrown out of the first garden, they went and started a second garden somewhere else. And that's where they finished living out their lives. But, you know, they had to pay the price for breaking their vows on an important planetary mission. And that's how it was. So it was the man who deceived the woman. And then the woman, later in time, was falsely blamed for her being the guilty one. You know, we all know when you find meet up with someone attractive, you can get persuaded to do almost anything, you know. That's part of what it is to be human, and that's what happened to her. She got deceived and conned into doing something she wasn't supposed to do. It was a price to pay for it. But that's the real story. It's about 10 pages in detail, 9-10 pages. And if you're a woman, a $20 donation to get the real story, I guarantee if I just told you the name of the book it's in, you're not even going to go buy it, or you're not going to read it even if you bought it. Because when I remember I went and got the book where I've taken this out, and there is no copyright on it. It's public information, so I have a right to do this, not violating any copyright laws. And For $20 donation, it's explained. You click on my name next to my show. You go to my site. You get the my profile. You get my address. You mail me the money, and I'll mail you the document, 9 or 10 pages, and you'll read that in a short amount of time, and then you'll be a knowledgeable person, and you'll be able to win an argument with any foolish guy that tries to tell you that men are better than women. Hey, this is the best amount of ammunition that the women's movements have ever been able to make use of. And I'll be helping you, the women, and you'll be helping me, the 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, because I need plenty of help to beat the big guys, because, I'm just a poor person, but I have knowledge, and knowledge is a form of power. And, by the way, I don't know if you told you, I invented the new economy. The new economy is small deals like this, business agreements, arrangements between small groups of people, all the things I'm talking about, spending small amounts of money to get real products that I'm for sale. I've got my CD for sale, $10, 23 of the most philosophical songs ever put on one record. And that's why I call it Songs Better Than Dylan. And I think you all know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's it, You don't need banks for the economy I'm talking about. And I'm talking about, I've said it before, an economy, we don't need managers in this new economy. The workers will manage themselves, because when we get people that just start making decisions and managing and not doing any real work themselves, these people could be turned into be nothing but leeches. And they just, they have no understanding about what it is to work and actually do the work. Just like I'm selling the pyramids to cover food to make it last longer. I have to take the time to cut the cardboard pieces out. Yeah, it works. Cardboard pyramids do. They preserve food. And mail them to you, I still got to do the work to do that. So I'm asking to get paid for doing the work, and that's the way it should be. The person that has to do the most work should make the most money. And I think everybody, I'm setting a better standard for people here. To do business with me, to buy my products so no leeches get to make money off me, which is an important thing in order to jumpstart this new economy that I'm advocating, you got to learn to mail things. It's not that difficult. My address, mailing address is on the, on my show, Connect the Dots, you punch in my name, you'll get my mailing address. Mail in the money, make your request, and you'll get the product mailed to you, whatever it is, The real Adam and Eve story, Cardboard pyramids to preserve your food. CD containing the largest collection of philosophic songs ever put out by anybody on one single disc. And I have to just jump back to the chemtrail, I'm telling everybody, get the kids involved. Chemtrail Club, chemtrail posters. Start drawing chemtrail cartoons, make up clubs, chemtrail killers, because we want to kill the chemtrails, chemtrail communists, anything, chemtrail spray stoppers, the chemtrail watchers, chemtrail posters, you name it. And chemtrail tweeters to tweet the President of the United States, because he's the only one who can put an end to this real fast, and we know he knows how to write executive orders. This is important stuff. If we don't take control of our lives, we are being killed from every angle possible. We need to face it. We're at war. The extraterrestrials are looking to kill us. They control all the important organizations and government functions in this world. They do it with mind control. They use telepathy. They have mind-controlled machines. And now we have regular humans using mind-controlled machines on people to create all kinds of bad and negative things. And they get tricked into doing this via telepathic communication. Who has the telepathic communication? The old ETs had that. And, like, you know, they're just using us like fools. I've got... introduce you, another reason you want to buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. Come on, it's $9.99. It's available on Amazon. You can download it into your tablet. You know, I talk about things, I've coined new phrases to make you get a comprehension of what's going on here. The thing called thought attraction flypaper. Do you know how many people fall victim to this? And it works on the basis of the way things really work in the universe. When you have a thought that's similar to something else, you automatically connect with that telepathically. You don't even realize that. Of course, you're not being told that because they don't want you to know. That will spoil their little gimmick called thought attraction flypaper. They put things out there that, you know, if you think something bad or something, you're going to hook onto that site. Before you know it, you're going to be doing bad things. This is how it works. It's another form of mind control. I'm trying to warn everybody. It's what, you know, that leads into drawing in the astral parasites, you know. Anybody who gets involved in torture or anything like that, you're doing that for the demons who watch from a distance in their invisible form, because that's one of their pleasures, seeing, feeling the pain of others. They call them the astral parasites, and there's many creatures that do that. That's why there should never be any torture, because you're actually serving the needs of the evil, invisible beings. And yes, they are out there. You don't believe me? Start playing with a Ouija board, but I warn you, don't. You'll see how easy they want to respond and show you that they exist, except they're not going to do it in a nice way. They're going to do it at your expense. And there's plenty of testimonials as to that. And just because a few people can play with Ouija boards and stay out of trouble, that doesn't mean you're going to be able to do it. Well, anyhow, this is the end of the show. I said all I have to say. I'll be tweeting next week some important things. And, hey, I'm running for president. And I am the most qualified, and I'm proving it every week by the things I talk about. So if I can get a hold of Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown for him to bring in my instrumental end of one of my rock and roll songs. Eventually I'll come out with this rock and roll album for people who are not interested in philosophical songs. And then the first song off my philosophical album titled... the album title, Songs Better Than Dylan. The first song is, it's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. That follows up, stay tuned and listen to it. It's a catchy tune. People tell me they like it. Anyhow, I'm going to do the countdown, and then the engineer is going to bring the show to the end and tell all your friends to... tune into the show next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And think about something to call in about. I'm versed to talk about anything. I'm an educated human being. Okay, here it is. I'm doing the countdown, and I'll see you all next Saturday. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, zero.
just a statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it clear to the world my ideas.